This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A noted Oglala Lakota artist has just published his first book of art, titled Visual Language, The Ledger Drawings of Dwayne Wilcox, featuring more than 50 reproductions. Victoria Wicks reports.
Dwayne Wilcox tackles many of the familiar negatives of Native life on the reservation or off: diabetes and heart disease, unemployment, suicide, addiction, rape, and disproportionate rates of imprisonment. But he's telling the story from the inside looking out, with great affection and often humor, relating stories of people he's known over his 64 years of living. This book is his first solo publication. His work is included in significant exhibits and permanent collections across the country. Yale University acquired the drawings in this book even before it was published.
They acquired the whole catalog of pictures, I think 54 of them. They purchased all 54 from me. So it's at the Beinecke Library of Rare Books and Manuscripts at Yale.
Wilcox says curators describe his worldview as if he gained it from the same perch academia sits on, rather than from inside the Native nations and societies where he resides.
I hear the word juxtaposition or irony, which is really strange because it's kind of the reversal look of the culture. It's not counterculture, but it's a reversal of a view of America from the other side. So they, you know, I hear the words like that, and it's not really that from our perspective.
Wilcox says he intends his art to help dispel the notion that Native people live in history books and instead show them as contemporary people with modern-day lives. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
This week, we're taking a look at some stories and newsmakers of 2021. COVID-19 has hit tribal nations hard. American Indians and Alaska Natives have infection rates of more than 3.5 times higher than non-Hispanic whites, are more likely to be hospitalized, and have higher mortality rates, according to the Indian Health Service. Tribal leaders and health officials have worked hard to protect their communities, including embracing COVID-19 vaccines, partnering with IHS or states to receive doses. Many tribes have relied on their leaders and cultural bearers when it comes to vaccine hesitancy, as Savannah Marr reported in January.
The Northern Arapaho tribe has been hit hard by the pandemic, and many tribal members are eager to be vaccinated. That's according to Lisa Yawaking with the tribe's medical clinic.
However, there are some that do have questions.
She says clinic staff have been fielding those questions via social media, and they've been getting help from Arapaho ceremonial elders, like George Moss, who agreed to get the first shot and to have it broadcast live on Facebook.
This is for all my people, my Arapaho people.
Many tribal communities outpace their non-Native neighbors with vaccination efforts, like the Navajo Nation in February exceeded goals of administering more than 100,000 vaccines. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci praised tribal efforts in March.
They're doing something right, and I think that what we need to do is set that as an example and keep it up.
In May, the Indian Health Service began vaccinating ages 12 and older, and in the fall, children ages 5 to 11. IHS officials visited sites in Oklahoma in November to highlight youth vaccination. Indian Health Service Acting Director Elizabeth Fowler spoke at an event in Anadarko.
We are excited that our children can finally get vaccinated. But it's been a long journey to get here.
Caddo Nation Chairman Bobby Gonzalez.
The children are, vulnerable, and it's real important that we get our kids vaccinated.
As of December 27th, the Indian Health Service has administered more than 2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association, dedicated to the well-being of Native children and families. News and information on NICWA, as well as how you can show your support at nicwa.org.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.